Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I'm reviewing a concert film, which is basically anyone's tour being filmed and shown to millions. And the person that I'm going to talk about today is Billie Eilish and her Hit Me Harder and Softer tour. And this was in 3D, so it felt like you were actually there. It was great overall. I know between 6 to 8 Billie Eilish songs, and that's from hearing it on the radio, either in my car or someone else's car, or one of my friends that are huge Billie Eilish fans playing it. But yeah, I know a couple of her songs. She's a phenomenal singer, and hearing her live proves that she's a phenomenal singer. She did the lighting to match the mood of the song and how she wants you to feel during the song. She loves her fans, and I love to see how she loves her fans and how she appreciates them a lot. She cares about them, she spends time with them. She, like, even like when she's going off stage, she says I love you. She wants to hold them, their hand, hug them. Phenomenal. What shocked me about Billie Eilish's performance and her concert in general, the background dancers that I'm used to and like the costume changes that I'm used to with other artists, female, male, is not there. It's just a couple people that she has in her band and then her. It kind of, for me, reminds me of Ed Sheeran and clips I've seen of his concerts, and I'm referring to that instead of referring to when I saw him, because when I saw him it was a day after a breakup, and that is fuzzy for me. So I'm gonna go by clips I've seen of him. So with Ed Sheeran, it's just him, a guitar, and a soundboard, I think it's called, or step stool to make a beat, and that's Ed Sheeran's concert. And he doesn't really move around. And then he might have a band to help him, maybe. Billy is the same in that aspect as well. She has a band, no dancers. And also the same with Ed Sheeran. He doesn't do costume changes. He wears the same outfit the whole concert. Billie Eilish does the same. The only thing different she does is, like, she takes her hat off, she puts it back on, she takes it off, puts it back on. And one plus I'm going to give with Billie that is different from Ed is she knows how to control the stage, move around the stage. She's very fun. She jumps, she dances, makes the crowd have fun and have energy, all those things. And I believe she's the first pop artist to do this specific thing, which is not wear like sexy or revealing clothes, because all the other pop artists, they usually wear like sexy feeling clothes. But I love how she's herself. Be yourself. And she's showing younger girls, be yourself. You don't have to follow the mode. Be yourself. And while watching the movie, this documentary movie concert, I learned that she's a very big fan of rap and how rap artists perform, like the male rap artists. And she, with the baggy clothes, with how they control the stage, and she wanted to do that when she was on tour, which she succeeded, and she's successfully done that. And she said, and she chose, see, women can do it too. Good job, Billie. Also, I wanted to talk about how, like, every song she did was incredible. It was great to hear her live. Beautiful voice. No doubt about it. Her talent is magical. And her brother, Phineas, performed some songs with her as well. She has some backup vocalists as well that are there for backup tracks. So she does have like a little bit of a band and background singers, but like she said this in the concert movie that she wanted all the focus to be on her, and like she did it, she wanted to be all the she wants to connect with her fans and all the special effects and everything like that. All the focus to be just her and her fans, nothing else, no dancers, no. Who's commanding the stage is just her and her alone, which is great. And I think she's done that. And I don't think there's a, no, there isn't a lot of artists that do that. I would say there might be another one. But I know Billie Eilish, Ed Sheeran, and then I heard Vincent Boone does the same. Like, it's just them. A microphone, maybe a small band, and then maybe some background singers, maybe, right? And then that's it. They're going around, they're making the crowd have energy. There's no dancers at all, so it's just like song after song after song after song. They don't really take a break, cause they don't even change the outfits either. They just hit song 1 to song 30. And then if they take a little break, it's just to drink some water. Because you need to hydrate. But other than like, that's the only thing that I was like, oh, this is different. I've never experienced a concert like that, that there is no dancers. There are not, it's not a big band. There's not, background singers, and I wouldn't even say she has like background singers. She has two singers that do the back track vocals for two or three songs. I forget, I didn't really count. But like overall, it's just like I said, it's just her. That's the concert. The concert is just her. Like a lot of concerts, you'll be like, oh my gosh, so and so did amazing. Also, did you see the dancers? They did incredible. Oh, and did you see the band? They did incredible. So the whole thing was incredible. Not only the artist, but with Billie Eilish, with her concert, what I saw on screen was Billie Eilish, she did amazing. And she's has so much energy. She's running around here and there. She talks about the highs and the lows. And this is one thing I think all artists should do, because I know there's cameras in every concert and they're filming all of them to help them better each show, and also to document and to have capsules of their concerts. Tickets for concerts are very expensive. Why not every year? I know it'll cost money and stuff like that, but every year, like, especially if you're doing a small tour that is just like 10 dates or something like that, why not do a movie? Like, have the blah 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 tour, or this tour, or that tour, and have it in movie theaters. So a lot of your fans can come see it, and it'll be less money.
that would be a great way for your fans to see your tour if they couldn't spend $1,000, for example, like hundreds of dollars for your tour. It'd be a great way for them to see your tour instead of and feel like they are there instead of, oh, someone's doing a live for the, let me pick an artist, for the Harry Styles tour, or for the Demi tour, or the Jonas Brothers tour, and see on a little screen, but see on the big screen and then feel like they're actually there. I think more artists should have their tour, every tour, be on the big screen so more fans can watch it, or at least have it on their website so you can purchase that so they can see it. That's just my thought. But overall, Billie Eilish's Hit Me Harder and Soft tour, it was great. I had a blast. I could feel that the fans had a blast. And would I see her in concert sometime? Sure, I would see her. Just to experience how it is in the room. Because there's no better feeling than being in a room of fans or people who listen to music and having fun together, having that community and having a blast with each other. There's no better experience than that. So that's all I have for you guys today. I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great rest of your day. Bye!